What else? Well, here's another way you can become great is you prove your own work. Be mighty among the brethren. Prove your own work. Look at Galatians 6, verse 3 says, "For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing," that's a horrible place to be, by the way. That stinks, right? For someone to think that they're something when they're nothing, I mean, they're deceiving themselves, right? "He deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden." So how do you become great? Look, don't compete with others. If you need to compete, this is the person you compete with, yourself. That's good competition for you right there. See, if you want to become great, don't compare yourselves among yourselves, because that's unwise. That's foolish. The way you can become great, if you have that competing spirit, is you make sure you try to outdo yourself. So last year, if you won a certain amount of souls or you went soul winning a certain amount of time, try to beat that. Because here's the thing. Just like God told Samuel in regards to Saul, someone who is better than you, right? And he was talking about David. I hate to break it to you. There's someone who's better than you too. There's always someone better. I remember when I used to train and do Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and Muay Thai, my trainer used to say, "Just remember this, there's always someone better than you." You know, you watch these UFC fights and these matches or whatever, and this guy's been at the top, he's been a champion for so long, and then all of a sudden he gets taken out by some other guy. You know why? Because there's always someone better. Amen. Don't ever think you're the best one. You're the best soul winner. You're the best preacher. You're the best this and that. No. You know what? Be the best that you can be and try to outdo yourself, but just recognize this. There's always someone better than you. And here's the thing. If you have this ego, you have this mentality, you're prideful and you're arrogant, and you think you're the best, then guess what? When you find that person who's better than you, it's going to hurt. It's going to be like, "Oh man, my ego." Yeah, because you thought you were really good, huh? You thought you were like the best at your craft. You thought you were just the best preacher, the best soul winner, the best fill in the blank. But as soon as someone comes in and is better than you, guess what? Now you're hurt. But you know what? If you're competing with yourself, you can care less if someone's better than you. You rejoice at that. Because you know why? For example, if you're a soul winner and you find someone who's a better soul winner than you, you don't get hurt by that. Guess what? You benefit from that. Because now it's like, "Well, cool. I know someone who's a really good soul and he's better than me. That means I can learn something from that person. That means I can actually become a better soul winner." But you know what the Diotrephes, you know what he does? He begins to criticize the better soul winner. He begins to say, "Oh man, yeah, he's all right. You know, I heard him give the gospel a couple times. You know, he lacks in certain areas." Well, you know what? Why don't you stop criticizing Diotrephes and actually learn from that person? Why don't you stop competing with him and start competing with yourself? Why don't you prove your own work, Diotrephes? Look,